Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Mem Tes. We are up to Siv Gimel. We are on page 404. The Mechaber says in Siv Gimel, Mutter lo la'odam la'kor chayfetz merishus harabim ve'litno l'chaveiro shel etzlo besoch arba amosav. A person is allowed to pick up an item in Rishus HaRabim and pass it to his friend who is next to him within 4 amos. So we know there's an issur to carry 4 amos in Rishus HaRabim, but I could pick up an item and pass it to my friend if it's within 4 amos. V'chaveiro l'chaveiro sho'etzlo. And then my friend can pass it to his friend if he's within 4 amos from him. Afa pisha chayfetz holech kama milim b'Rishus HaRabim. Even though what's going to end up happening is the item could travel many mil through this mahalach of everyone going less than 4 amos at a time, that's 100% fine. Ubilvad shelo yetzienu chutz mitchum shelo. As long as the item does not go out from its tchum, we'll see exactly what that means in the Mishabura. V'yesh misha oser, and there is a shita that asers this. That is passing it from person to person within 4 amos each time. V'ayin la'el simin shen aleph sif mem beis. So says the Mishabura Sif Katan Yod, the last line on page 404. We said a person is allowed to pick up an item and pass it to someone within 4 amos in Rishus HaRabim. The Alpha Gav de la Kamon Sif Hei. Even though in Mirtz Hashem we'll see in the next year in Sif Hei, the Odom Echor Oser Lahole Chayfetz Pachos Pachos Me'arba Amos. One person himself is not allowed to take something and carry it less than 4 amos. Stop, and then do a new akira less than 4 amos. Theoretically, it should be mutter. We're going to see it's not allowed. So within one person, I can't keep going less than 4 amos at a time. Because it is a concern that you might go a little too far, and you might taka carry it 4 amos at one time. But hach over here, kevan shehu al yidei harbi b'nei adam. Since it's being done by many people, shekol echad eino molech ki'in pochos mi'arba amos, where each person is only carrying less than 4 amos, afda al yidei kulam nistautel achefet shetach rav. Even though through everyone the item is traveling quite far, leislan bo, it's not a problem. So that's what the Mishabura points out over here, that although we'll see later there is a gzeir that one person himself should not go less than 4 amos at a time, because he may go too far, but if it's going from person to person, even though it's many people and it's going a very far distance, that's what the Mechaber is telling us over here, that it's mutter. Sifkotun yud aleph ubuvad shelo yetzienu, as long as the item doesn't go outside of its tchum. Pirish. Lo yotzi as achefet sheyesh lo ba'olin mitchum shelo. You can't take the item that has an owner outside of its tchum, mimokum shekona shvisa, from the place that it was kona, it's resting on Shabbos, tahainu bimokum sheba'olov kona shvisa sham. Items, as we'll get to later, are kona shvisa where the bialim is kona shvisa. So if the owner is kona shvisa, he established his place for Shabbos in a certain part, he can't go outside of his tchum, so his item can be passed less than 4 amos at a time through the Rishus HaRabim, as long as it does not go beyond the tchum of the owner of the item. The imkain, if so, mea milin lav dafka ka'amar. Now the Mechaber doesn't say mea milin, but the Torah says mea milin. You can even travel mea milin, 100 mil, so that's obviously lav dafka, because you can't go outside the tchum. So you can't really be mei mil. Just means you can travel very far with the item in this mahalach, as long as you don't go outside the tchum. Oh, demari b'chefetz hefker. Or maybe he's dealing in a case where the item is hefker, and you actually could go mei milin. She'ein lehem bailim. If there's no owner, it's hefker. The kaimelon we hold the lokonu shvisa. An item that's hefker has no shvisa, and therefore it can go as far as you want. V'lochein yochol l'holichan kama deboi. And therefore you can travel in this mahalach less than 4 amos for each person as far as you want to go. V'kasu achronim v'achronim right. Deboi shelo yiskavein shun odom liskos behem behagbaasam. If you're going to pass it from person to person, and taka go many mil, so that's fine. There's no problem with chum. There's no owner. As long as each person that's picking it up is not having in mind to be kona item from Hefker, if so, he's now the owner and then he's limited. The Inis Kavin Liskos Behen, if the person, if one of the people that picks it up is having Kavana to be Zoyche in the item from Hefker, Harehu Rakke Ragle HaZoyche, then the item could only go as far as the feet of the one who is Zoyche and the item can go. He's bound, the item will be bound by the Tchum of the person that now owns it. Says the Mishabura Vaitis of Kodin Yubiz, the Mechaber then said, Although opinion number one said you can taka go from person to person, v'yesh misha oser, there is a shita that answers this. Uledeyazu, according to this opinion, af b'makom she'etiru l'talta pachos mi'arba amos, even in a situation where they matted you to carry less than 4 amos at a time, one person by himself, kagon misha hichshech lo baderach, for example, a person got stuck on the road, it got dark, it became Shabbos, so he has a heter on his own to carry less than 4 amos at a time, a special leniency for him. Hamuzker v'simen reish samach vav siv zayin, like we saw on reish samach vav siv zayin, obemotzi tefillin, or someone found tefillin outside, and there are mokum where it's going to be a bizayon, so there's a heter for him to carry also by himself less than 4 amos at a time. Hamuzker v'simen shin aleph sifman beis, that we saw in shin aleph. Al yidei kama anoshim aser, but through many people it's more chamer. The gara mishum deika zilusa de Shabbos. Having it pass from person to person, this shita holds is a disgrace to Shabbos. It's just not appropriate. So we have the first opinion that says you can pass many people, but one person alone can't do it. This shita is saying, although there are some exceptions that one person can sometimes carry it, pachos pachos mikashir, however, this shita holds that many people passing it to each other, that's already a zilusa the Shabbos and you can't do it. Then the Ramah said, look earlier what we learned in Simin Shin Aleph Sifman Beis. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Yud Gimel, Ratzalomar, Disham Sasam Ha Mechaber Kedeya Harishon Elohokil. There the Mechaber writes down, like the first shita, that you can pass it from person to person, each one going less than 4 amos. Umikomakom, Lidvar HaRishus Toglocho Shodas HaUsrim. If the item that you're trying to get to travel through the Rosh Harabim is only an optional thing, it's not for any Dvar Mitzvah, then Zakta Mishabura, it is better to be concerned for the Mormach Mirshita, better not to do it. Vidayu should know. That which the mechaber was matter over here, passing things through many people's hands. That is only allowed to travel the item through the Rosh Hashanah or through the Carmelis. There's no change of Rishus. It's just traveling, which you're not normally out of carry something. 4 amos, this enables you to carry an item more than 4 amos to each person doing less than 4 amos. But not to pass from Rosh Hashanah to a Carmelis, that is not allowed by using two people. The Alkane, and therefore, Lo yafe osin eze kehilos b'shabbos. They're not doing well, some kehilos on Shabbos. Shenosin sefer Torah lebeis haknesses, that they're placing the sefer Torah in the shul. V'holchin derech harechov, and they're traveling with the sefer Torah through the street. Shehi al kopanim karmelis, which is at the very least a karmelis. Al yidei hoshata me'echel v'chaveru b'pachos me'arba amos. They're passing the sefer Torah less than 4 amos at a time to each person. So far it's not a problem, but what they're doing is, V'osin iser b'meshem otziyem min habayis l'rechov. But they're also taking the Sefer Torah from the house where it's being stored to the street. So although what they're doing in the street is okay, pachas mishir, many people, each one doing less than 4 amos is fine. But they're passing it from the Rosh Hashanah to the Carmelis, that's not fine. D'lazelo mahani oshata. For that, it doesn't help to pass it from one person to another. The ayin b'taz shedaito, the taz of the opinion, the af ayidei akum aser lahotzi min habayis, even to ask a goy to pass the sefer Torah from the house to a karmelis, which is a derabbanan, is going to be aser. The ayin b'ber halacha mashikasadnu b'zeh, look in the ber halacha, which we'll do in a moment, what we write about this, ule inyan mila, ayin b'mashikasati b'simin shin lamed aleph, sekoton chof mishavura, l'gab b'mila, look what we wrote in simin shin lamed aleph. Now the taz just told us, that even to ask a guy to take the Sefer Torah from the house to the Carmelis is not going to be allowed. Now, l'chora, that's against the rules that we know from Chela Gimel. Normally, a shvus, b'mokom mitzvah is mutter. Telling a guy to do anything is a drabbanon. To carry from a Rosh Hashanah to a Carmelis, as we've seen many times, is a drabbanon. So it's in order to do Kriyas HaTorah in the Beis HaKnesses, so l'chora, it should be mutter. So if you look in the Be'er Halacha on page 404, Divra Maskel v'litno l'chaveru she'etzlo, he writes, I am the Mishabura Masha Kosavnu B'Shem Ataz. Look what we said in the Mishabura B'Shem Ataz. Shedaito Sha'osr Lahotzi Sefer Torah Mirshus Yachel Karmelis Afilo Adeakum. Tehave Mitzvah Baba Aveira. That's a Mitzvah Baba Aveira. You're doing an Aveira of Amir La'akum in order to do a Mitzvah Kriyas HaTorah. Vikasha, says the Chavetz Chaim, that's very difficult to understand. Tehave Shvus to Shvus to Tzorach Mitzvah. This is a classic Shvus to Shvus to Mitzvah. It should be allowed. V'nira de'ataz ozer l'shitaso. This is the taz that's going with shitaso. This sphere that he holds. in Simen Shin Zayin, Sof Sif Katan Dalet, De Lohi Tira Ide Akum, Rak Lohavi Dera Chotzer Shlo Ervu. They only allowed you to have a guy carrying it through a chotzer that doesn't have an Erev. Avalo Dera Carmelis. But not through a Carmelis. So the Taz is Machmir on a Carmelis, since it resembles the Rosh Rabbim, he's more Machmir over there. And that's why he's Machmir over here, because it's taking it to a Carmelis. So he's more Machmir on a Carmelis because it resembles the Rosh Rabbim. Avol, Lefima Shekoset El Yerab Bisham Bishem Kama Poskim. But according to what El Yerab brings down, Bishem Kama Poskim, the Mutter Af Be Carmelis, that it's in fact Mutter even through a Carmelis. Ve'etaknu Sham Be'bir Alocha and Sham, we brought it down to Be'bir Alocha. Memela Mutter Af Bezeh. So it's coming out bottom line, yeah, the Taz is Machmir, but according to the Yerabah and the others, where a Carmelis is no different than any other Durabanan, even though it resembles a Rosh Rabbim, so this case would be a classic case of Shuas HaShvokam Mitzvah, and it would be Mutter. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Dalin. Actually, let's do one more Bir Alocha first. The next Bir Alocha, a very interesting Bir Alocha. The Mechaber is clearly talking about a case where there's many people. It's the Mechaber said you're allowed to be Oker Chayfes Mishrabim Vilino Lachaveru Sheetzlo B'Soch Arba Mosa V'Chaveru Lachaveru Sheetzlo. It's person to person, many people. Says the Bir Alocha Miloshon Zeh Mashma Dedafka Idei Harbi Bnei Adam. It's Mashma of the Mechaber. It's Dafka if there are lots of people. Shekol Echad Molich Pachos Me'Arba Amos. Each person is in fact only carrying a total of less than 4 amos. One chance per customer. Uber prima godem simen reisav of love mashma. This virule da filu aide shnei bnei adam nami shari. The prima godem is mashma. You don't need many people. You just need 2 people. The xaver that we said we're going to see in Sif Hey is one person can't keep going less than 4 hours at a time. But what about 2 people? One guy passing it to his friend, back to the first guy, back and forth. That's not one person. That's 2 people. So the prima godem is mashma that would be okay. The mechaber is mashma that wouldn't be okay. Tahainu she'echan molich. The first person carries a lesson for Amos. He passes it to the next guy who carries a lesson for Amos. Then the first guy comes back and takes it from the second guy. So the prima godim is mashma, unlike the mechaber, that in fact 2 people can be switching off and carrying the item many amos and mishterabim. He continues in 2 pages, a couple more lines. Aval eini yodea minayin lo. But I don't know where he is getting this from. I don't know where the prima godim is getting this from. She'efsher, because it could be the kevan shezeh ha'odom molech kama pa'amet pogos midal amos. Since this person is carrying it various times, less than 4 amos each time, harehu bichlal gzeres chazal. He should be included in the gzer of chazal. She'osru laholech pachos pachos midal amos. Im lo mi shehichshet lok baderech. Ukamuver v'simin reisam b'vav. As we saw already in the Mishavura, the Mechaber is going to tell us to pay. There is a gzeira that one person can't carry less than 4 amos at a time and keep going, except for a couple of exceptions that we mentioned. But over here, just time to pass an item back and forth between 2 people, even though each carrying is less than 4 amos, but maybe since you're carrying overall more than 4 amos, you're part of that gzeira and it shouldn't be allowed. So the Mechaber is mashma that one trip per customer has to keep going from person to person, and the Prima Gunner is mashma that just 2 people can go back and forth. So it's not so poshut where the Prima Gunner is getting that from. There are exceptions of where one person can do it, but those exceptions are very limited. A person who's stuck on the road on Shabbos, we saw it filling our line with the Bizayom, but to have one person carrying various times, even with a friend in between, not so pashet what the Prima Gadam is mashma. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Dalit. Hayu Shnayim Miktsas Amosel Shazeh Bisoch Amosel Shazeh. There are 2 people that are in the Rosh Rabbim, and we know every person can carry 4 amos. So there are 2 people that are basically 6 amos apart from each other. So the 4 amos of Reuven overlaps the 4 amos of Shimon by 2 amos. If you give each of them 4 amos, they overlap 2 amos. So that's the Mechaber's case. Hayushnayim, Miksas Amosel Shazeb, Besoch Amosel Shazeb. Part of their amos of each other overlap. Kigon Shiyesh Benam Shesh Amos. For example, you have 6 amos between them. So Mevian Va'ochlin Be'emtza. They can each carry 3 or 4 amos into the area where they join, they can eat together. Because they're both carrying less than 4 amos. Ublavach lo yotzi kol echan mitol shlo toshel chaveru. But you can't overstep into your friend's area that's outside your 4 amos. Obviously, you can meet in the middle where it's both within your 4 amos, but you can't go beyond your 4 amos into your friend's area. That's for 2 people. Hayushlosha, let's say there were three people. Vohaimtsoi muvla benehim. And the middle person is swallowed up by the four amos of each of the side people. Okay, going for example, Shebein Shnayim Achitzonim Shmona Amos. Between the two end people, there are eight amos. Haemtsoim Mutter in Kol Echor Meachitzonim Bamesha Arba Amosa Muvlom Besol Shalo. So the middle person can go either way he wants, as long as his area is overlapping into that person's area. Ushnayim Achitzonim Asurim Zeim Ze. Obviously, the two outer people are eight amos apart, so his four amos and his four amos, they don't ever meet. So they can't come and eat together, but the person in the middle can either go that way, because he's in the middle. So he has four amos away from him, four amos away from him. He can really go either direction and be joining either person. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yudalud. Hayu Shnayim, the first case. Six amos apart from each other. Hainu. She'echad yesh lo dvar macha. One of them has food. Umunach etzlo betchilas arba amosav. And it's resting by him at one end of the four amos. V'chein hasheni yesh lo dvar macha la munach etzlo gamkin betchilas arba amosav. So the two people are six amos apart, and their food is six amos apart, because it's at each end of their four amos. Ubeinayim yesh hefsek sheish amos. Between them, there's an area of six amos. Nimsa deshtei amos hashnios. It turns out that the second group of two amos shall call echad ve'echad of each one of them muvloim ze besoch ze. So there's an overlapping of two amos in the middle. He has four going this way, he has four going that way. So in the middle, they overlap two amos. Lochein mutarim shneim lahavi ha'ocha besoch hashi amos ha'em soyos. Therefore, they're both allowed to bring their food into the two amos in which they are overlapping, because it's within each one's four amos. Shehem adayim besoch arba amos shakol echad ve'echad. That's pashit. That's 100% fine. They both bring it within their four amos. They happen to overlap. They can sit there and eat their food together. Gevaldik. Sivkot and tesvav. Case number two of the Mechaber was with three people. The two are eight amos apart, and someone's in the middle. So he said he can eat with either one, but the two extreme guys can't eat together because their four amos do not overlap at all. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Shehu Omeid Be'emtza Hashmona. The third person is right in the middle of the eight amos between the two end people. V'etzlo Munach Dvar Machal. And by him, right in the middle, he has some food. V'nimsa Sha'arba Amosav Muvlon B'soch Shneim. It turns out that his four amos are swallowed up by both people on the two ends. Shem yirtze yochel lotalto shnayim mitzadzeh shnayim mitzadzeh. He can walk two amos in this direction, eat with this guy, because he overlaps with him, and he can walk two amos in the other direction, and overlap with the other guy, and eat with this guy. V'zesh ha-kosav, and that's what the Mechaber means when he says, ha-emtsoim mutarim kol echad me'achitzonim. But notice the Mishnah Berurah says, he goes two amos in this direction, or two amos in that direction. If you look in the Shaar Tzion Tazayin, he writes, he can also choose to go one way, all four amos, to join with the guy at the other end. But then he can't go back in the direction. So the Mechaber is very exact. He can go two amos here, two amos there. So when he goes from those two amos, he's only walking less than four amos. But if he's going to go all the way, four amos in one direction, he can't go at all now in the other direction, because that would be, again, him carrying pachos mikashir two times. He's not allowed to do that. Ukisherotze lechem shneim. So if he actually wants to join both of them to eat together, bal korcho olav atalto rak miktsas imze umiktsas imze. So he has to be very careful. If he wants to join both of them, he'd have to go only two amos in this direction. That way he can go four amos back, which will be two amos in the other guy's direction. But if he goes all four amos in one way, he's not able to get back to the other person's direction. So he'll be stuck only with eating one of them. We'll stop over here. Continue with Sefeim Mirtz Hashem in the next year.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.